I feel like flipping isn't cool. Like,
if you put wholesaling side by side to flipping, it's very hard to compete. Wholesaling will just win because you can scale it. You can systematize it. You cannot systematize flipping. Here's my personal belief. I think everybody in real estate should become an acquisition company, because then you keep what you want and you wholesale what you don't. And that's my philosophy. Keep what I want and wholesale everything else. I've never, over all the years, never lost my roots. I've always been wholesaling. There's something about moving a contract, making money, and you never had to like own the asset. It's just a magical thing. And in my wholesale businesses, I have multiple operator partners, and the operator runs the business, and I'm more on the finance and strategic level. So I'm not in the trenches, I'm not hands-on, and I'm not building or managing the team. The operator is, and I'm a partner in their business. Cool. So my goal is I want to operate a wholesale business at a 50% profit margin. I think that's a really well-run wholesale operation.
Yeah.
Most don't, because they just start to get fat and bloated and too many people doing this.
Yes.
And really what I've found, this has been my personal experience. You can run a $3 million a year wholesale operation with the same team as $1 million wholesale operation just by getting your systems better and your team better and your leadership better. So really it's like, take your team doing $1 million, dial them in and do $3 million with no more overhead.
Most people don't do that.
No, because they don't want to invest in developing. Currently, I've got 10 partners in different markets. My goal is to scale every single one of them to multi-million dollar operations. And I'd like to get 50 partners in 50 different markets.
That's crazy.
So the way I do it is I won't take on a partner unless they fit culturally. Like I have to align with them. If they don't have the same values, morals, then it's just a no. And two, they have to already be transacting as a wholesaler $250,000 a year.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Because I got to get past the head games and like they got to know how to do it. Because what I found is a wholesaler at $250,000 a year, which is, by the way, 80% of wholesalers, they never get past $250,000 a year. They're really good at wholesaling. They just don't know how to scale. So they're like a solo operator. They need to learn how to build a team and they need to learn how to spend money on marketing. They're afraid to spend money on marketing.
Yeah.
You bring those two things and that same wholesaler doing $250,000 in 12 months or less is doing $1 million because they already know what to do.
Hearing you talk about all this is literally blowing my mind because I started off flipping because I learned from Ryan.
Yeah.
And I feel like flipping isn't cool. Like, right? I don't know.
That's what's not cool? Like it's not the trendy thing?
Yeah. Like everyone, everyone's like, oh, like you got to do creative finance. You got to do wholesaling.
Yeah.
Like, no, I don't hear a lot of people talking about flipping houses at all.
The problem is when you're flipping, you're now in the physical world. And if you put wholesaling side by side to flipping, it's very hard to compete. Wholesaling will just win because you can scale it. You can systematize it. You cannot systematize flipping because every house is different.
Yeah,
I got a remodel right now and the contractor sent me a picture and he's like, hey, look at the kitchen wall we opened up. It's all rotted.
I'm
like, what's going on with that? He's like, oh, the water was coming in on the outside. This whole wall's rotten. We need to replace the whole wall. And I'm like, this is why you don't flip. That's just the world of flipping. You're going to open a can of worms. Have you ever noticed that there's no nationally traded flipping companies? And they tried. Zillow tried. Yeah. They all tried and got their butts handed to them.
Yeah.
Because why? Every house is different.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really hard to scale a flipping business.
Yeah. For me, wholesaling is harder.
Why?
I don't like wholesaling.
Why?
Honestly, there's a couple of reasons. I feel like it's a lot of marketing first and then sales. So a lot of my flips I get from wholesalers and MLS and in relationships.
Yeah. Well, I mean, wholesaling is not a real estate. It's not real estate. It's marketing and sales.
Yeah.
It's not real estate. There's nothing real estate about wholesaling.
Yeah.
People say it's real estate. It's not real estate. It's marketing and sales. You're not even touching real estate. You're just turning paper, right? So where I like wholesaling is that if you really learn the metrics, you know, we dump money into marketing. We should get this response rate. We should get this contract rate. We should get this close rate. If I want to make this much money, I can back into all these numbers and I can know how much to spend here. And as long as I got good team and good processes, it's a fairly predictable business.
Yeah.
So from a scale point of view, it's a model that can scale. Mm-hmm. And you can build, you know, $1 million a month business wholesaling.
Mm-hmm.
Scaling flipping, like I was doing 50 to 80 fix and flips a year and about killed myself doing it. Like I literally wanted to jump off a cliff. because it was nothing but problem the whole time. Because every house has its own problems.
Yeah.
And, you know, you as hard as you try, you can't keep the budget. So it's got its challenges for sure. So that's why I'm just picky. Like I look at people who flip with these tiny margins and I just won't do it. I will not flip unless I've got really good margins for unforeseens. If it doesn't sell for as much as I thought and I go over budget on the rehab, here's my philosophy with flipping. I want to screw up royally and still make 50 grand.
So how do you find most of your flips?
Because we're very heavy on wholesaling. We are our own acquisitions. And okay. I like that because then I get to keep all the meat on the bone. Here's my personal belief. I think everybody in real estate should become an acquisition company because then you keep what you want and you wholesale what you don't. And that's my philosophy. Yeah. Keep what I want and wholesale everything else. And I just think that's a great business model. A lot of flippers, they just want to flip. They don't want to do acquisitions. So they buy from MLS and they buy from wholesalers.
Yeah.
And that's why there's a wholesale industry. Same with buy and hold. They don't want to find their own deals. They just want a landlord.
With your wholesaling business, what are like the best marketing channels that you like?
So 80% of our marketing is PPC, Google and Facebook ads, because it's the most expensive, but it brings you the highest intent leads. You get the deeper buys, you get more conversions, and you get the faster conversion cycle. With our PPC, we try to close 1 in 10. We average around a 30-day close cycle, and our assignment fees are double and triple like cold calling or any other marketing channel.
But how do you get good at PPC? Do you just have to find an agency or you do it yourself?
But yeah, we use some agencies. Like we use Brandon Bateman, who's really popular in the industry. He's really good. When you put the right money in the PPC and the right markets and you've got your teams and processes dialed in, it's a big money maker.
So if someone wants to do PPC, what is like a minimum that you have to be willing to spend?
If you can't spend at least $5,000 in PPC, you're not ready. Don't do it.
That seems very low.
The mega wholesalers, they're dropping $100,000 a month.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. But 5 to 10 seems low because I'm like, there's so much competition.
If you're spending $10,000 a month in PPC, you should be closing 3, 4, or 5 deals a month.
Really?
Yeah.
Even in most markets. A markets? So I call Vegas, Phoenix, like
Tampa.
Yeah. Like, you know, I call those A markets.
San Diego. Yeah.
So you think
maybe not in those markets. No.
Okay.
No. So those markets, you're going to triple everything you do.
So you're like 30. I'm like, that makes more sense.
30 is the same there as 10, you know, everywhere else. Mm. Yeah. So I've got one partner and we're in Boston. And Boston, Mass is one of those markets where you do so much less volume there and you spend a lot in money. But our average assignments there are in the like 40, 50, 50,000.
Okay. So it's worth it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you're going to be spending there, you know, the 15, 20 to get a deal.
Yeah.
But that deal is a $50,000 deal. And that's how a lot of people look at like the San Diego's and stuff is I'm going to spend a ton of money, but I'm going to get big assignments.
Okay. Last thing we could touch on is just building wealth and buying rentals. Do you own rental properties?
Yeah. So I talked about this in my presentation here. I'm a big believer in not owning assets, not acquiring assets until after you've built your money printing machine, whatever that looks like.
Yeah.
A business that kicks out a lot of cash and then start acquiring assets because the assets are not about cash flow.
Yeah.
Even though that's what everyone thinks
and
they've been taught. Owning assets are about the tax benefits. Yep. Mm-hmm. So I tell people, build your business, wait until you have a tax liability, then start to acquire assets.
Yeah.
But until then, they're nothing but a distraction. Focus on building your business, whatever it is, if it's a wholesale business or a flipping business. Here's what I consider a wholesale business dialed in, doing $100,000 a month consistently, month in and month out, without you, the owner, being in the... being in the owner's box. So if you're still in the team, in the trenches, you're not there yet. As soon as you're out of the trenches, doing $100,000 a month minimum consistently, now you've got a tax problem probably. Now you need to start holding 1 in 5 properties or whatever and start accumulating assets to offset your taxes that you're going to owe.
How many rentals do you own?
Not a lot. I've put a lot of my attention just in like growing my flipping business.
Yeah.
And then going to Puerto Rico solves it all.
So then you don't need to buy rentals.
So I don't need to buy rentals. But Puerto Rico is not a forever thing for our family. So I'm doing hotels and I am acquiring, you know, a lot of single family assets to keep as rentals. But again, solely for the tax benefits is why I'm doing it.
Yeah, the not buying assets part, now I remember I heard you say that before. I was like, what? So I have I think like 30 rentals, and I hate them. I hate rentals bad.
Yeah.
I'm like, dude, nobody makes money. I don't care what anyone says.
The property manager, maybe.
Yeah. You I'm like, I mean? How? This is a strictly a long, well, first I did the cost seg, and now I'm just waiting for them to pay off. But literally, I make no money from them.
No, you don't. You never do. That's the thing. Cash flow from a rental goes back into the property.
Yep.
If not sooner, later.
Yeah.
It always does because it's going to need a new roof. It's going to need a furnace. The tenant's going to trash it out. You're going to have evictions, all the things. So people who think I'm going to make cash flow and now live off this cash flow, lie. That's the biggest lie ever.
No. Yeah.
Every dime goes back into those properties.
It's funny too. We have new students come into Wealthy Investor and they're like, you know, I don't make any money, but I want to buy rentals. And I'm like,
don't.
But then if I tell them that, they don't get
they don't get it.
Yeah. And I'm like, listen, like, okay, you're going to spend your last $20K to make $200. Like, then what?
I have a student. He did a flip, went through my coaching. I coached him. He does this flip, makes $100,000. What does the knucklehead do? He uses that money for a down payment on a rental. It's making him like $800 a month, but he's broke.
Yeah.
He's got no money. He can't get another. You know what I mean? Like, why did you do that?
Yeah.
So what, you making $800 a month? That $100,000 could have funded the 20% that the hard money won't pay.
Uh-huh.
And you could have done another deal and made another $100,000. And now you tied that up in a rental property, making you squat compared to what that cash could have made you had you kept reinvesting it into your flipping business.
Ridiculous.
I tell people, don't do it. Just And the thing is it's like people are like, well, I wanna buy now because I wanna build equity. Real estate is always real estate. I'll buy at a discount no matter when. So just wait till it's the right time to buy assets.
Yeah.
And it's not time until you have printing press business that's printing money and you have a tax liability. That's when it's time.
Beautiful.